We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I got to go back to the Yankees and Mets. I mean, that's it. They just come up huge. It's like every night they do it. So you knew that it was going to be a gigantic series for the Yankees at Fenway against the Red Sox. And game one of it was everything you thought it would be. Gerrit Cole shut down like 8 of the 9 Red Sox hitters in that lineup. The only one he had problems with was Rafael Devers, the third baseman. I mean, this guy making a push for the All-Star roster. He homers twice off Cole, and he got 2 of Boston's 5 hits and all 5 of their RBIs. You know, this guy in his career has a 304 average and 6 home runs in 23 at-bats against our boy Ace Ventura Cole. Cole said, "I'm open for suggestions. It's pretty wild. He's just been able to hit everything. There hasn't been a miss hit, like roll over one time, like line out one time. You're supposed to fail 7 out of 10 times in this gig. I don't know what the deal is. We'll just have to keep at it, man." I mean, the numbers wouldn't suggest it, but Cole was really effective in that game in Boston last night. He had plenty of support. Josh Donaldson homered for the 2nd straight game. He hit a grand slam in the 3rd inning. And then look who it is, Aaron Hack. Aaron Hicks homers on the very next pitch to stake Cole to a 5-0 lead. The Bombers were up 5-0. Hicks also tripled in the 5th and scored to make it 6-2 before Devers started going off with his 2nd home run. And he bought the Red Sox a chance to win this game because they were down a run. I mean, they got down 1 run, and then the rest of the game was the bullpen. And, man, were they something special. You know, Boone talked about Cole against Devers. It's a great pitcher against a great hitter, the Yankee manager said, and he has had some success, obviously. I mean, you look at the Red Sox. They were tied for 2nd in the AL East, 14 games deep of the Yankees, and they were down 5-0 in the 3rd before Devers' 2-run shot in the bottom half of that inning, and the Yankees led 6-2 in the 5th when Devers did it again. And, I mean, it was just unbelievable. Cole said, "We said a homer doesn't beat us right there. So you know what? Let's just go make our pitches." And, you know, we made our pitches and gave up a homer, but they didn't beat us. Cole was charged with the 5 runs on 5 hits and 3 walks. He struck out 7. So we hit that he wouldn't go over the 7.5 on the props and lion's share yesterday. Carver High and I had this one figured out. 3 relievers shut the Red Sox down from there, with Clay Holmes closing the door in the 9th for his 16th save. The Red Sox had Josh Winkowski out there pitching. He gave up 6 runs on 6 hits and 5 walks in 5 innings. The Yankees had the bases loaded in the 3rd inning. It was scoreless when your boy Ernest and Julio Gallo led off with a walk. Then Gleyber Torres singled, stole 2nd, and then with 2 outs, the Red Sox pitched around Giancarlo Stanton to face Donaldson with the bases loaded, and that was a huge mistake. He belted a 429-foot shot to deep center field for his 6th career grand slam. Then Hicks comes up, and he sends the next pitch 385 feet to right field. So in the 5th inning, Hicks lined one over Bradley's head and off the wall, another blast to deep right. And, you know, he got around and scored, made it 6-2. And then the big play of the game was when the Red Sox first baseman, Franchy Cordero, misplayed an infield pop-up, and it turned into a double. They changed it to an error and then gave him the double, whatever. It was just a bad play by Cordero at first. He looked terrible. Devers now has 12 career multi-homer games. He's trying to make the back-to-back All-Star games to be the first Red Sox third baseman since Boggs to do it, when Boggs went to 7 straight All-Star games. And the voting ends today, so we'll see what happens. Devers led Jose Ramirez 59% to 41%, so he has a nice lead. And remember, Aaron Judge didn't play in this game. He got the day off for a lower body soreness problem, which was, you know, take a night off, bro. I really want to talk about the bullpen, though. After Cole left the game, I mean, your boy Peralta was just Sid Vicious. I mean, this guy went 1 1/3. He gave up no hits, no runs, struck out 2. The guy threw 12 pitches, 9 of them strikes. His stuff was filthy. I thought he was the best. The lefty, Wandy Peralta, he was so clutch for the Yankees. This guy's had a save. His ERA is 1.99, 25 strikeouts. Nobody can touch this guy. Then Michael King came in for Peralta. The right-hander went to work immediately. Over the last week, he's had a 0 ERA. Overall for the season, a 2.23 ERA. He went 2/3 of an inning, gave up no hits. He walked 1 and struck out 1, and he got to hold his 13th. Then in the ninth, you bring in Holmes, the badass. He got his 16th save. He pitched the 9th, gave up no hits, struck out 1. His ERA is a filthy 0.47. And you can say whatever you want. I know they have Aroldis Chapman in the bullpen, and he was out, he was injured, and he hasn't pitched. And bottom line is, Holmes has held down the fort the whole time the guy's been out. But the bottom line is, this guy's now better than your boy Chapman. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Holmes is the new closer for the Yankees, and everybody knows it. So game 2 of the series is tonight in Boston, and the Yankees are going to throw Montgomery on the bump against the Red Sox. Now let's talk about the Mets. Boy, did they put a beating on the Marlins last night. J.D. Davis in his first Major League Grand Slam. James McCann had a 3-run homer, and they routed him 10-0. And a nice start for Trevor Williams, no doubt. Davis had a career high with 5 RBIs. Williams pitched 7 innings of 2-hit ball as the East leaders won easily. That's the start of a 4-game series. They're 6-2 against Miami this season. Starling, Marte, Parte, and Davis each had 3 of New York's 12 hits on the night. Davis also scored 3 times, and you know, both he and McCann had a lot of hits, gave the Mets 8 RBIs from the bottom 2 spots of their order. Davis scored on Nimmo's double in the 3rd to put New York in front, and then had an RBI single in the 4th. McCann followed with his 2nd homer of the season off of Castano to make it 6-0 Mets. Then Davis came up with the bases loaded in the 5th and shot a bomb off of Jacobinus over the left field wall. How about that? Davis said he was stoked to get his first Grand Slam. That was my first pro one, so that's pretty cool. Williams struck out 7, walked nobody, and retired 13 straight at one point. Jake Reed worked 2 innings to finish the 2-hitter. It was the Mets' 12th shutout of the year. They're tied with the Yankees for the most in the majors. You wonder why I talk about the Yankees and Mets every day on this show. It's because they're 2 of the best teams in baseball, and if you don't like it, have a ham sandwich. How about the Mets? They scored in double digits for the 9th time and won their 4th in 5 games overall. One important note with the Mets, Jacob DeGrom scheduled to make a 2nd rehab start on Friday in Port St. Lonesome. He's been sidelined the whole season with a stress reaction in his right scapula. I mean, your boy, the 2-time Cy Young winner, hasn't pitched in the majors in a year. It's going to be tough Friday night at Citi Field as the Basset Hound is making his first start since June 25th. He missed his last spot in the rotation. He had COVID. He's facing Pablo Lopez, the tough right-hander for the Marlins, who's 5-4 with a nice 2.97 ERA. All right, I got to talk about the Summer League. Last night you had a showdown between Jabari Smith, who everybody thought was going to be the number one pick, against Pablo Banchero, who was the number one pick as the Rockets took on the Magic. And how about Banchero going off, outshining Smith? Banchero had 17 points, 4 rebounds, 6 dimes, and a steal in 26 minutes. He was 5 of 12 from the floor. He hit 2 3-pointers, and he was perfect 5 for 5 from the line. So what about Jabari Smith? He did look like a 19-year-old last night against Banchero. He wasn't bad. He played 31 minutes. He was 4 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 1 of 2 from the line. He had 10 points, 7 boards, and 3 dimes. He had a couple of turnovers. Bottom line was, the Magic spanked the Rockets 91-77, and Banchero gets to be the stud of the night. So how did the NHL draft turn out? Well, how about a stunner as the number one pick? The Montreal Canadiens took the kid, the left winger, Juraj Slefkovský, instead of Shane Wright. That stunned everybody at the Bell Center in Montreal to start the draft. And then at number two, the Devils took a defenseman, Simon Nemec from Slovakia. A lot of people were surprised that the Devils passed over the centers Wright and Logan Cooley to took the kid Nemec, who's a puck-moving defenseman. The kid out of Pittsburgh, Logan Cooley, the centerman, went to Arizona at number three. Then Seattle, the Kraken, took Shane Wright. Everybody thought it was going to be the number one pick. As the fourth pick, he ends up playing for Seattle. So his slide, whatever, he's still in the top five. Philly took Cutter Gauthier, a left winger. Columbus was six. David Jiříček, a defenseman from the Czech Republic. Chicago took a defenseman, Kevin Korchinski from Seattle at WHL at eight. Marco Kasper to the Red Wings, a centerman from Sweden. Nine, Buffalo took Matthew Savoy, a centerman from Winnipeg in the WHL. And the Ducks took Pavel Minyakov, a defenseman, with the 10th pick. More NHL draft tonight.